past few months, the world as we know it has dramatically changed. Businesses have quickly adopted online models, new technologies, and social distancing measures to keep their doors open and their employees and the community safe. So, how has this changed the way we use technology in real estate, and what role will technology play in the future as we transition to a new normal? Hello and welcome to Talking Property with CBRE, a podcast in which our team of experts share their commercial real estate insights. My name is Cillian Tin, Head of Digital Solutions and Innovation at CBRE, and I'm your host for today's episode. Over the next little bit, we'll be talking about how technology is helping us to connect with our clients and industry in this ever-changing climate. I'm joined by Stefan Bukowski from CBRE Advisory and Transaction Services in the office leasing business. Thanks for joining me. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, thank you, Sue. Already a bit of a busy day. I've been in, I've had a real-life meeting at 7:30 this morning with a client, followed by a micro Teams call, and then back to home where I'm now doing a Zoom call. So using all aspects of technology this morning.
Fantastic. What might have a typical day look like before all of this started?
A typical day before COVID was getting up in the morning nice and early, ready for the commute into work, which would normally take, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes, into the office bright and early, normally around the sort of 8 o'clock, meeting all the team members face to face. And then it'd be a series of phone calls to clients, face-to-face meetings with clients and team members. It was pretty much the majority of the day going out and walking buildings, talking to tenants. So a lot of face-to-face interaction with clients is typically how my day used to play itself out.
And so with the rapid shutdown and all of the social distancing measures that we've had to put in place, what had to change?
Well, I guess the first big change was that we lost access to our big, beautiful office in North Sydney. That was, I guess, initially the biggest change and hurdle to get through was not having that facilities that we had in our office and developing those facilities at home. So, you know, just from the small things of, you know, not having two screens to, you know, not having the laptop at the right height, not having a printer at home. I guess a lot of the things that we took for granted at the office, initially it was all about sort of setting that workplace up correctly, knowing that you're going to be spending the majority of the days working from home.
And would you typically have used technology pre-COVID with engaging with clients? I know that you said you do a lot of face-to-face meetings with them.
We did, but it was a technology that was more aligned with phone calls. So for example, I've got clients who are based in Perth, and a lot of the time it was just conference calls with the client, and everybody would jumping on the conference calls, would share minutes beforehand. So everybody was looking at their individual minutes. It was typically the main form of technology that we used with connecting with clients. There was an evolution that some Zoom calls were starting to make their way in with meetings, but they weren't very well utilized. There was no sort of sharing of screens or anything like that, or video. It was predominantly just, I guess, using Zoom as a new mechanism for a conference call, really.
And how do you think technology has helped you engage with the clients in the current climate?
Well, it's really interesting. There's been a few different mediums and forums that we've been using technology where we've really had to utilize the Zoom style conferencing meetings. We've done everything from client leasing update minutes with clients, and we've also been doing submissions and presentations to clients as well via the Zoom medium. And it's been a really interesting development of how, for example, when we're doing presentations, of how you use that medium, and there's been things like having to have a chairperson who can guide all the other people on the call throughout that presentation. So it's been a new way of adopting to how we do presentations via Zoom calls, which has been really interesting and a really sort of innovative way of doing those calls. We've also been doing market updates, which under COVID, everybody's been looking for the latest information on what's been happening with the market. And we found a really powerful tool was, rather than just dealing with, we normally would with one client at a time and providing them with market updates, we were able to send out a Zoom invite to up to 200 clients at a time and host forums via the Zoom meetings. And we found that a really powerful tool. We'd do them at 8:30 in the morning. They were short and sharp for about half an hour. Everybody could jump on the call. We'd do our presentation. They could log questions while we were doing the presentation. So even though it was a Zoom medium, a virtual medium, they were still very an interactive medium. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real positive that's come out of this with using that forum to connect with clients.
And what's the feedback been on the market updates and so on from clients?
It's been really positive. I think because it makes clients being able to access that information so much easier for them. They don't have to, for example, if they all had to come into our office and we did a town hall meeting, you know, they all have to take that time out of their day to physically travel into our office, do all the meets and greets, and then start the presentation. So there could be anywhere between half an hour to an hour worth of their day taken up with just that sort of travel time coming into our office and then leaving the office as well, where this way, at their convenience, they can sit at their computer with their peers and receive the information. So I think they've found it really valuable from that perspective of just how convenient a medium it is.
I know I've attended a couple of webinars in a similar format and have found them really useful as well. And then I guess going back to face-to-face, you know, walking the building with a client and so on, how have you seen a change in technology enabling that sort of interaction going forwards?
When this first hit, everybody was really reluctant to do physical inspections of properties. That was the main hurdle that we had. So there's two mediums that we've been using really well. The first one is plans. And plans is a CBRE interactive tool that we've adopted where we can take a floor plate of a building, we can do a test fit of that floor, and then the user is then able to manipulate that fit out live to suit them. So what I mean by that is if there's too many workstations, then they want more open plan, then they could delete some of the workstations off that plan. They could add in extra workstations to really customize a test fit for them. And then it takes it one step further is there's a 3D function, which they can click on and it can then pick a different numbers of looks and feels that they want for that fit out. It might be a creative style. It might be a more generic type of office layout, but they can completely customize the feel then of the fit out. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the really clever piece of the technology is then they can then turn that into a virtual walkthrough for the fit out. So they can then actually deep dive into that fit out and walk through the floor, see what the view lines are, see what the look and feel of the floor is, and really get a real appreciation for the floor plan. So we found that as a really powerful tool to gain engagement with tenants, because once mm-hmm. we've done that tool, we can email a link to them. And then every time they email yep. that link onto other people within their business, that activity is fed back to us, and then we can get a real sense of how engaged they are on the property. So plans has been a really powerful tool for getting a sense of that engagement that we have with our occupiers on a property. The other tool that we've been using really successfully is virtual tours. What COVID has done is, I guess, gone are the days of just simply being able to send a listing sheet and a floor plan to a tenant. They need more, and we want to get them more engaged, and we want to get them to come to the property ideally to have a look at it. So with the virtual technology, which we now have in-house, we can do a scan of a floor and then we can load that up to the cloud and we can then email that scan through to a tenant. So we can take an inquiry and we can say to a tenant, look, I've got a really good floor that I think is going to really well suited for you. Here's a link. Have a look. It can do a virtual inspection of the tour so they can hop on, get this link, and again, dive into the live fit out and step the floor at their own leisure and really get a sense of the quality of that fit out. They can see the view lines. And then what that typically then does, it really brings that opportunity to life. And what we found then is that we get a lot more engagement with that tenant, and typically we'll see them then wanting to come and have a look at that property. So it's a way of just, I guess, teasing out of the tenant to come and have a look at the property. So it's been really powerful. So those two tools have been a really powerful engagement tool for us.
And what's been the client feedback on plans or virtual viewings?
Pretty much all of our clients have adopted the technology. Everybody now is seeing that to be relevant in this market and to be, you know, up to date with technology, having a virtual tour of your space is an essential element of marketing now. So we've seen it so quickly adopted. Like before COVID, I would say that it was very rarely used, the virtual tours. It was seen a little bit more as gimmicky. Now it is absolutely seen as like an essential element of any marketing campaign, is to ensure that your property has virtual tours and any of those spaces are presented virtually.
And even if we do go back to the way things were, I guess, do you think that this technology will be used going forwards?
Oh, look, 100%. As I said, it's taking what we used to send through with just a, you know, a one-dimensional floor plan to that next stage of three-dimensional. So it really brings the opportunity to life. And tenants are then able to, you know, they're able to walk the fit out and really get a sense of it. So I think that it's going to be something that's now is just going to be a given when we're sending out information to tenants. They receive the listing sheet with the financials, but they receive a virtual tour of the floor as well.
I'm interested to hear what else you might have seen in the market or what you think might be missing.
Well, I guess the other pieces that COVID's brought up is going to be around building technology and workplace design. And I guess that's probably where we're at, right at the infancy at the moment. And a lot of owners now, especially with some of the newer developments that we're working on, are now looking at how they can future-proof that asset against future pandemics. And, you know, it's all about frictionless entries. It's all about, you know, with the mechanical capacities of the building, how much fresh air that they can bring in. And it's about dovetailing that piece of tech and building design with what occupiers are going to want from their workplace design. We'll probably start to see, I think, densities where they were tracking down to that 1 to 8 start to track back up to that 1 to 15. So it's going to be really interesting to see then how that sort of tech can marry in with that workplace design. You know, there's going to be monitoring initiatives that can be done with building design so that, you know, occupiers can monitor live the sort of the densities that their fit outs are being utilized at. Sanitation is obviously going to be paramount with any type of building design. So I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how that technology can assist with building design in the future and workplace design.
What do you hope will change in the future and what do you think we will keep using?
Well, I think what we will be 100% continuing to use will be the virtual technology. Throughout COVID, we've seen it as just such a powerful tool with developing engagement with occupiers. And it's not going to be now something that's a nice to have with a marketing campaign. It's going to be an absolute essential that you need to have with every single marketing campaign is that you need to have a virtual tour of your spaces that you're going to be marketing. I think the other thing that's going to be essential moving forward is the way that we conduct business meetings. And I think more and more that they will be done via the Zoom forum. I'm not saying that there's never going to be a need to do face-to-face because absolutely there will be, but I think some more of the meetings now we'll be able to do via Zoom, which is just going to enhance the sort of flexibility for employees.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today. I really enjoyed that conversation. Thanks for listening to Talking Property with CBRE. If you like the show and want to check out more, visit cbre.com.au/talkingproperty or subscribe with Apple Podcasts. Until next time.